So, alhamdulillah, we shifted to a new house.
So both our parents came, and alhamdulillah, thanks to my mom and dad, thanks to her mom and dad, they all gave us, you know, little gifts here and there. And then my grandmother also gave some money to us, and then we got a handsome, alhamdulillah, bonus from Islamic Pulse. So jazakallah to everybody, and jazakallah to the directors at Islamic Pulse as well for giving us this opportunity. Anyway,
so we got a new house, basically.
Yeah, so we then were able to afford a house. But before we talk about our new house, we just want to say that our experience in Shahrek Ahmadiyya was really good. I think we had some really fond memories there.
Whenever we go back,
it was our first house together.
Like our beginning of our life. It was really nice, and then everything was so like there were all students around. Now it's like more
in the middle of the city, so we're in amongst like other Iranians. But back in Shahrek Ahmadiyya, The cool thing about it was we started off with virtually nothing. And we just want to give a quick recap of our journey so far. The golden rule of the Quran, one of the golden rules, is that if you're thankful, Allah always gives you more. And now that we've gone through this, I feel like we've practically felt it. It's true. There's a reality behind all of these things. It's not just something your parents tell you. It's not just something that the Maulana tells you. It's a reality. This daughter of ours is named after the 93rd chapter of the Holy Quran, in which it says, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. And as for the favor of your Lord, do announce it. It's about the generosity of the soul, to be joyous about what Allah has granted you.
Okay, so you guys got that point. Okay, so we decided, okay, we're going in the morning, and it was quite hot, but we had to do it. We had to search for houses. So we went to a real estate agent, and then he said, we went to like 2-3, and then we looked at some houses. We didn't like them. Some were closed. So one house we saw, which was literally 2 minutes away from the work, and we as soon as we entered, I think, we got really good vibes. It's nice, you know?
We're getting a house here, and he's setting up the paperwork of to buy a house, inshallah.
Yes.
Now, if you want to buy a house in Qom, well, rent a house inside Qom, what you need to do is get yourself into the city and find a bonga. She likes that word. A bonga is basically an estate agent.
So this is the area. So basically, alhamdulillah, we got the house, and we're giving him the money now. And
so we're in our new home. This is the living room. Found the lights. Now we're going to the kitchen and find the lights. That's one light.
Okay, that's not bad.
Well, the first time we saw it, we thought, wow, this is really big and nice. When we went inside and for
when
the first day. When we started shifting, oh my God, we were like, have we made the right decision?
Yeah. So it's one hall, one bedroom. We tried to look for two bedroom, but we were like, not that much in our budget. We just didn't find a good two bedroom. We had to shift quickly because it was getting really hot, and then the baby would trouble us. We were like, we're not taking long. We're not going to take like...
And of course, it was in the middle of the month of Ramadan.
Tila, explain what we're doing, where we are.
We're having iftar, and there's iftari at our fast food place, Obama. We have to wait until the adhan happens, and then they let us know to go and have the iftar.
So when the adhan happens, everybody starts getting up.
When we're out in the street and she starts crying, they're like, "Chikami konid gam shode."
Or give her milk.
From our culture. Our cultures back in the West are very reserved, you know. You don't tell somebody else how to deal with their baby.
Yeah.
No, wait.
But it's really nice, though. I mean, if my baby's crying, they actually come up and they help me. They don't just watch and stare and like being like... So anyways,
Well, they have a huge family culture.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the house. So when we moved in, we were like, have we made a mistake here? Because it was cockroach infested.
We don't know how we're going to set it all up. As you can see, this mess. And yes, Muzaffar is getting the cupboards in our house. And it is really heavy.
I hate hate cockroaches. Hate them.
Yeah, and I saw a lizard the other day.
Benjamin Netanyahu and cockroaches. Why did God create that? Astaghfirullah.
Why did God create you?
True, true. Oh, that reminds me of a beautiful story which said, I'm going to have to stop you for a moment. I have to tell you this story.
No.
There is a hadith that Musa alayhi salam, obviously he's kalam Allah, he used to speak to Allah. Often what we mistake this for is we often think that this means that other prophets didn't speak to Allah. No, other prophets also communicated with Allah, the creator of the universe. But what Musa had in particular, this trait that he had, was that he would have these dialogues with Allah which were absolutely beautiful. One of these dialogues is that he saw a creature on the ground, this sort of worm. He said, Ya Allah, this creature, it's so pathetic. Why did you create this? You know what Allah said to Musa? He said, Musa, this creature has been asking me for so long, why did I create you? I guess there is some sort of wisdom behind why Allah would create these insects, which are almost impossible to kill. They like the taste of feces and they can fly and live in the sewers. I'm sure that there's some wisdom behind it. But anyway, the house was...
Ugh. Okay, anyway, so we worked a lot on the house. So what we did is that night we went home, we decided to get the house. So the next day morning we went and we got the paperwork done. So we did the shifting and slowly... We changed the cabinets of the kitchen because they had all rust.
New house, we're getting it. The wall.
Nice to meet you.
Vale.
Yeah, so.
We had the budget of 2.5 million. In that, we had to get everything.
Life with a baby. You can carry a baby and clean the house.
When your baby is like addicted to you.
I have to hand it to Sayeda actually, because on a very low budget we managed to get the house looking decent, alhamdulillah. I'm really pleased with that.
It looks really good.
Yeah, we didn't. So now alhamdulillah, it is much easier for us to live our life really.
Travel, get anything. I just go out, I get my groceries, I get chicken, everything. That house, there was this tiny supermarket, but they didn't have meat, chicken and all. They had like milk, yogurt, those kinds of stuff. Now I literally just take the stroller with her, go out for a stroll.
I try to make the baby sleep, this is what happens to her. He always complains that when he speaks, I fall asleep because his little baby, he's talking and she's falling asleep.
Anyway, as I was saying, I'm trying to say, the mother is exactly the same. I'm trying to talk to her about something, she falls asleep.
We're at some place called Sabtehwal to get the birth certificate or baby. Like, her birth certificate is being made, alhamdulillah. Finally.
That's it for today. Hope you enjoyed the episode.
We never say that.
Yes, we do.
From my wife, Sayyida Fatima Ali.
From my husband, Muzaffar Abbas Haider.
And from our daughter, Doha. We bid you assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wherever you are.